I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montana's health insurance companies are asking for rate increases for 2018 ranging from 2% to 23%. Those numbers released Tuesday are much lower than the rate increases for last year, some of which topped 50%. The proposed increases are only for the individual and small group markets. Most Montanans get their health coverage elsewhere, either through their jobs or government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and the Veterans Administration. The biggest average increase is being proposed by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, a 23% increase on individual policies. Blue Cross spokesman John Doran says a big factor in that is not knowing whether Congress and the White House will repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, there is just so much uncertainty with what's happening in Congress, but also with what the administration will do. They've said so far that, you know, there's a potential that they may not fund the cost-sharing reductions or that they may not enforce the individual mandate. And that provides a lot of risk to the insurance companies in this market.
Larry Turney is the president of Montana Health Co-op, the company that's proposing a 4% increase in premiums for individual health policies next year. He says his company based their rates on the assumption that the Affordable Care Act will remain in place. Turney says he thinks Blue Cross's rate increase would probably be about the same as his company's if they'd made the same assumption.
I think all three insurers are pretty close, and I think it tells you that the market is stabilizing already. Before we even do anything with Trump Care.
The third insurance company that sells health policies in Montana is Pacific Source. It's proposing an average rate increase on its health plans in the market of 7.4%. A statement from Pacific Source says, quote, "What we see is the marketplace starting to turn around and stabilizing a little bit," unquote. All three insurance companies say it's not clear whether the plans they're making for next year and the rates they plan to charge will remain in place because of what President Trump and Republicans in Congress are trying to do. Both the co-op's Larry Turney and Blue Cross and Blue Shield's John Doran say the biggest thing destabilizing the health insurance in Montana right now is not knowing what Congress and the White House might do. Blue Cross's John Doran.
We need to stabilize the marketplace, and until we get to a stable marketplace where we have a better projection on the actual health care costs of the membership, as well as clarity on the regulations, we'll continue to see some instability and some uncertainty, and that's driving rates up.
Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale.
The market will stabilize the more concrete information that we can get out of Washington. Everyone wants to have reliable information. Everybody wants to have a dependable process that they can count on. And I think that what we are seeing come out of Washington is some additional information that gives the insurers some comfort level as to what they can rely on.
Rosendale is a fierce critic of the Affordable Care Act. His election in November switched control of the insurance commissioner's office away from Democrats. Rosendale blames the current health care law for increased health insurance prices in Montana.
The rate increases are affected by a number of factors, including increasing cost of health care services, the government policies that mandate insurance companies to provide certain benefits and ban other options, and the amount of health care services that are consumed by the insured individuals. So it's a number of factors, many of which the insurers themselves can't control. It's because of the mandates that have been established through the Obamacare system.
The proposed rate increases would affect about 114,000 Montanans who buy coverage in the small group and individual marketplaces. Most of those buying individual coverage qualify for subsidies that reduce their actual out-of-pocket costs. The majority of Montanans get health coverage through their jobs or from government programs, including Medicare, Medicaid, and the Veterans Administration. Commissioner Rosendale's office has the power to review the proposed rate increases, but cannot legally deny them. Rosendale's office is taking public comment on the rates through August 1st and will hold public meetings about them in Billings and Helena on July 24th and 26th. You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.